Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
That I completely saturated my mind with positive thoughts and also what I wanted to achieve. And you know, within 3 years of doing that, I actually had pretty much everything on that list. I had the Mercedes, I had the big house on the hill. I was making literally $20,000 a week as a marketing consultant in my marketing business and the marketing business that I had at the time.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tarun Shum, and we'll continue the conversation with Peter Sun, who shifted his mindset using the power of visualization to manifest his goals. In this episode, we'll find out how you can do this and attract the life you've always wanted while using Sun's four-pillar strategy to become successful through investing in property. Initially, the belief that he couldn't become successful through property was what held Sun back from investing.
You know, and if you believe something, then you're going to create that in your life. And my early life beliefs were all negative. They were, I'm too young, I'm too shy, I'm not good enough, there's something missing in me. You know, and a lot of us, you know, we make up these excuses within ourselves not to do anything. And of course, you know, that kind of also protects us from making mistakes. So it kind of seems like a good strategy in the beginning because you don't make any mistakes, you know, you don't get hurt, but you don't acquire any experience or any wisdom. And of course, as life goes on, then that becomes a huge disadvantage. So, you know, when I finally realized that it was up to me and that if I decided that I wanted to achieve something, I went out there, I make my mistakes, and I'm going to learn from them, and eventually I'm going to be successful.
When seeking resources to learn more about property, he focused on self-education, going to seminars and reading many books on the topic.
I became a voracious reader and voracious consumer of all types of books, audio cassettes. In my day, when I first started, it was basically, I used to get these audio cassettes from America. As I said, some early property kind of education courses. I bought some, you know, motivational, you know, tapes. I also studied, you know, I read about 200 or 300 books on health, and I actually changed my diet as well. I became like raw food vegan because I realized I didn't want to be a millionaire and be sick. And in fact, my father-in-law, the first one, he ended up being laid on his back for like 3 years of his life, at the end of his life, and he couldn't even move. He was, you know, living in this beautiful apartment, looking at this amazing view, and he couldn't move and could hardly talk because he was so sick. And I thought, I don't want to end up like that. So health was another big thing that I studied. And yeah, I went to, you know, Tony Robbins seminars. I probably spent $200,000 literally on courses and self-education. Nothing formal, no university. It was all stuff that I bought because I realized I wanted to learn these topics.
In terms of Sun's mentors, he says that the student has become the mentor.
Well, there was my, as I said, my father-in-law. His name was Thibaut Balogh, and he owned a company called Progress and Properties, Danefit Construction. In fact, I realized recently I was reading the autobiography of John Fitzgerald. He's another big seminar promoter and does a lot of property. And he actually worked for Danefit, which is my ex-father-in-law's company. So he got his early start in property. And then there's also another fellow now who has been an inspiration to me. And he was actually my student about 20 years ago in the business field. And his name is Danny Hanna. And he owns a company called Hudson Homes, which is currently the fastest growing company in Australia. They built 600 houses last year. And he inspired me again to really just real, you know, even get more into property and start doing, you know, actually these property seminars and a whole lot of other things, because he was only 19 when he came to see me, and he was trying to start a cleaning business. And after I helped him with his marketing, he got into property and education and ultimately property developing, and he's made literally tens of millions of dollars. So, you know, he was once my student, now he's my mentor in where you can take the property, you know, investing to.
The best advice Sun has received in his property journey all comes down to one thing.
Number one, you know, don't sell. And also, it's about timing. You know, it is about timing. It's because people say, you know, agents always say location, location, location. Well, you know, location beachfront at the end of my street is fantastic. But if you bought at the wrong time, which was pre-GFC, for $11 million, you would have been pretty sick when you had to sell it for $5 million. Obviously, if you never have to sell, then the values go up and down. Now that place is being resold for about $8 or $9 million again, you know. So the next person, obviously, is going to show capital growth. And that's why, you know, in my property education, I developed this four-pillar real estate investing strategy that literally guarantees you're going to make money on every single property that you buy. And you need to put these pillars underneath every property that you invest in order to ensure that, you know, you're going to make money out of it. And a lot of people don't do this. And that's why, you know, they can sometimes, you can lose money in property. There's no question about it. If you don't, you know, like I said, especially if your timing is out and you pay, you know, you pay too much.
After much time spent educating himself on property and finance, Sun developed a process called the Four Pillars of Property Investing.
This is kind of like something that I developed over years of being involved in property, and I wanted to simplify the process in order to help the average person understand, you know, this is what I have to do in order to make money in property. Because most people only ever tend to rely on one of those pillars. And whilst you can make money with that, And that's, you know, and it's not a reliable way to do it. And it's also a much slower way. And of course, that is capital appreciation. You know, if you buy property in a good area and you time it reasonably well, you know, you're assured of long-term, you know, growth and making money of that property, right? If you buy in the major, you know, population centers and so on. So that's the strategy most people use. But what I developed was the four pillars.
So, pillar by pillar, he takes us through his property investing strategy.
Basically, the first pillar is, you know, pick an area that's got the best potential for future capital growth. And you got to look at cycles here. So, you know, for example, at the moment, you know, Sydney, Melbourne have had huge gains in property. There must still be pockets of Sydney and Melbourne where you can get some, you know, some opportunities. But at some point, you know, wages and rents have to catch up to property values. There's no market that can keep going up forever. People think it can, but at some point, you know, the realities of the marketplace has to catch up. So there's always a slowdown and sometimes even a slight downturn, you know, and if you're buying expensive, you know, like properties, then of course that can be a crash even. But if you are, you know, if you buy in the right area, so at the moment, like for example, Gold Coast has not had that run that Sydney and Melbourne had. So, you know, I'd be more looking around this area now, you know, for the next 3 or 4 years, because a lot of the other areas, and there's probably other markets in Australia that, you know, you might be looking at as well. I know that at one point there was, you know, Hobart. Everybody said Hobart, you know, no one will ever buy there. And houses are selling there for like $50,000. And then suddenly within a very short period of time, you know, the prices there also doubled because it was so cheap relative to everywhere else. So you got to pick the right area, and if the area where you live is already had its run, then it might be time to move further afield and look at, okay, what other parts of Australia where there is, you know, there hasn't been a growth for a long time, and do a bit of research. And if you can see areas where properties are still selling for what they were selling for, you know, 10 years ago, or even less than what they were selling for 10 years ago, you know, as long as there's a population, you know, base there, and some infrastructure, you can be pretty sure that that area is going to go up at one point to catch up with the rest of, you know, Australia. And I've just seen that time and time again, because obviously I'm a little bit older now, so So I've seen this happen time and time again. So that's the first thing, is pick the right area. I'd pick the area with the best prospect for that, the capital appreciation.
The second pillar is related to the type of property to look for.
Now, the second pillar, which is critical, is you got to buy right. You got to buy the right property or buy the undervalued property. And again, there are strategies for doing that. And the main ones are just understand the market. Talk to a lot of agents. Talk to a lot of people. You're not going to find undervalued properties on realestate.com, generally speaking, because they never make it there in time, or they don't stay there for long. Right? So the ones that, you know, the good deals are snapped up even before they hit the market, because everyone in the property business, agents, you know, and people that kind of facilitate the sale of properties, they have people who go to them and say, look, if anything good comes up, let me have a look at it. Doesn't mean they're going to buy it, but at least they want to be able to evaluate it. It's like my friend and mentor, Danny, said to me, you know, if there's a development site in Sydney or where I'm looking, you know, it won't be on the websites, you know, before I've had a look at it. I would have seen that site and I would have rejected it first. And there's lots of people who said like me. But that's the reality. So you gotta buy right. You gotta be able to negotiate also well and buy undervalued properties. And we have some strategies on how to negotiate, you know, and get the best price. Because sometimes people are afraid to also put in an offer, or it's not just the offer, it's also the structure of the offer. So sometimes, you know, being able to, you know, maybe buy a property under option, or for example, offering even more money than the vendor is asking. But the main thing is, don't make an emotional decision about a property. Always look at the numbers of the property and how does it compare with other properties of similar, you know, size, style, you know, area. So a lot of people just fall in love something. But if you want to do property as a business, you got to be making business decisions, not emotional ones. So that's very important when you're negotiating or buying property.
Next, it can be worthwhile to add value to the properties you have acquired.
The third pillar is add value to the property, adding value to the property. And again, you don't have to do that, you know, because over time, capital appreciation, if you bought right in the right area, will take it. It's, you know, will add to the value of the property. But if you can add value in some way, maybe, you know, renovation, or you get a DA on the property. I saw this firsthand when my parents bought a property in Sydney's eastern suburbs in Bellevue Hill. It was a place in a street called Birriga Road. And, you know, it was kind of the worst house in the best street. And it was between a couple of blocks of units, but it had beautiful views out the back towards, you know, the harbour and Manly. And they had that property for 11 years. They bought it for $150,000. They renovated it and made it into a beautiful family home. Spent about $50,000 on it. But they resold it for $1,030,000 11 years later. So almost six times more than what they paid for it.
That's really good.
And it wasn't the renovation that added the value. It was the position. And also because the property had potential for adding value. So the person that bought it from them, they actually took a DA on the property, development application, and they resold that property within 2 years for $1.6 million. So my parents could have actually done the same thing and made an extra $600,000, but they didn't understand the strategy of adding value to property with DA or something that would make it obviously more susceptible to a development, you know, a project. So that, you know, that's the third strategy, is add value to the property that you have, either through, you know, renovating or putting another property at the back, or splitting the block into two, or there's a whole range of strategies that we talk about and we teach. But if you can add value to what you have, perfect. Even joining it up with your neighbor's block, you know, or two of your neighbors and putting, you know, and selling the three of you or the four of you as one block, you know, that's going to increase the value of the property. You're adding value because now you're offering a much bigger site, which is more attractive to developers and so on, if it's owned for that type of thing. So it saves the developer having to negotiate with four different owners and all the hassles, and you're just presenting them with an opportunity to make money.
Coming up after the break, we'll continue with Sun's strategy for property investing.
Even in bond market, as long as you stay in the median price properties, which is what I always teach and recommend as well. Don't get into any of the upmarket type properties like, you know, what I've owned.
How he shifted his mindset in order to succeed in building wealth through property, and why mindset is everything.
Most people have no idea where their destination is with their life or their real estate investing strategies. So of course they never get there. That's because they never had anything to get to in the first place. And then they wonder, why don't I have it?
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Hey, podcast listeners, are you enjoying listening to these stories and want more? Then head over to propertyinvestory.com and subscribe to receive your free property case studies that I only send exclusively via email. Just one of the many benefits of being part of this community. These real case studies are from experienced property investors where they share specific numbers of their portfolio, their strategies, and much more. Simply visit propertyinvestory.com to get your free case studies. Now back to the show. The fourth and final pillar of Sun's strategy is to make a final choice with what you do with your property.
So again, there's obviously two things you're going to do with the property once you've got it and you've done, maybe renovated or whatever you've done to it. You either got to keep it and hold it and rent it out, or you're going to sell it. Now, if you're going to keep it and rent it, again, there's strategies for renting for more money and renting quicker. Even at bond market, as long as you stay in the median price properties, which is what I always teach and recommend as well, don't get into any of the upmarket type properties like, you know, what I've owned. I mean, I've owned them as houses to live in, but they're not a very safe investment, because if the market turns, it can, you know, those properties take the biggest hit because people can't afford to buy them or can't afford to live in them. Whereas if you buy median price properties that everybody can afford, everyone has to live somewhere, so there's always demand for them. So if you learn some of our rental strategies, you're guaranteed to rent it. And just to give you an idea, some of the things that I've told people is, like, let's say there's a huge glut of units on the market, you know, and you're trying to rent your apartment. Well, just say, you know, offer 2 weeks free rent. Because if it's vacant, or even a month's free rent, if it's going to be, you know, vacant for 3 months before you rent it, well, you've lost 3 months rent. But by making an offer like 2 weeks free rent, or, you know, free TV if you sign a 12-month lease, you know, you actually stand out from your competition, and you can rent the property for more money and quicker than anybody else. And I'll teach some other stuff that even enhances the strategy. But I know that my business partner, he just bought a property in Sydney, and he rented it for $150 more than what the agents told him he could rent it for. And it was only a small two-bedroom unit. That's a lot of income return, right, that he got on top of what everybody told him he could get.
When considering selling the property, he says it's all about having an effective marketing strategy in order to attract buyers.
I tend to write my own ads, and I have marketed my last few properties myself, and I've got nothing against agents, but I tend to write more creatively in describing the property and looking for buyers, because I know that, you know, you've got to touch people emotionally, and a lot of people don't know that, you know, how to describe their properties in that way. You know, you most people say, oh, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, kitchen, you know, air conditioning. But what about, you know, the experiences in that house? You know, playing with the kids in the backyard, you know, fishing from the stream that runs at the back of your property, or, you know, I don't know, you know, having champagne under the stars with someone that you love while you're sitting in the jacuzzi. Those are the things the agents don't put in their ads. And I find those are the things that always sold my property, because the buyer could actually emotionally see themselves in the property. Or if it's an investment property, then I would tend to do what, again, the successful developers do, you know, which we often actually warn our students against. You know, you should never, I always teach, don't buy properties that offer rental guarantees and furniture packages and things like that, because they're all built into the price. Right? No one gives you anything for nothing. So it's not a good strategy when you're buying property. But if you're selling your property, then offer things like rental guarantees, you know, like you offer an extra return on your property. And of course, it's covered in the price, so you can get a higher price for your property because you're offering a much better rental return for a period of time. So, you know, using those creative marketing strategies can help you sell properties even in down markets. Or if it's a good market, you just get more people to the property, which again enables you to maximize the price of the property that you're trying to sell.
As you mentioned at the beginning, Sun had to dispel his negative mindset to move forward and become successful. This leads to the personal habit which shifted his way of thinking and enabled him to reach his goals.
I'll give you an analogy that will make it for our listeners to understand this really simply, right? If you want to build a house, right? If you want to build a house, what do you start off with? What's the first thing you got to start with before you can build that house?
A blueprint and plans. And a vision, actually. Yeah, a vision.
Exactly. Like, you go and look at some houses, you know, you get some brochures, then you formulate the picture or the vision of your perfect house. And then you got to have a plan that you're going to have drawn up, and then you give that to the builder, and then the builder gets the materials and builds the house according to your plan. If you don't have a plan, the builder cannot possibly build your house. Likewise, if you want to go on a holiday, you got to know first where's your destination. Then the travel agent can book your tickets, can book your hotels, your transfers. But if you don't know where you're going, well, how are you going to get, you know, anywhere will do. So it's the same with your life. Most people have no idea where their destination is with their life or their real estate investing strategies. So, of course, they never get there. That's because they never had anything to get to in the first place. And then they wonder, why don't I have it? Well, you never asked for it. You never actually had it as a destination.
Sun is most grateful and appreciative of the life he has created for himself by property investing and being able to enjoy it.
You know, I'm excited about the fact that I've just turned 60 years old.
Congrats.
I've got 5 beautiful kids who, you know, I have very good relationships with. And I'm living in a beautiful part of Australia. I'm healthy because I'm very still healthy. I do a lot of juices. You know, I don't eat a lot of bad stuff. Like, I'm really conscious of my health and you know, exercising and so on. And I'm just excited about the future. You know, I also feel if you feel good physically, you know, that's the other thing. It doesn't matter how much money you have. If you make $10 million in property, and you get a heart attack because you know you're stressing out and you're eating the wrong foods and or you're bloody 100 kilos overweight, you're not going to be enjoying that money, you know. So you got to keep things in perspective. You got to learn to be happy now with what you have, and then whatever else you achieve is just a bonus. And that's another thing I learned, is the power of gratitude. You know, be grateful for what you have in your life today, and then look forward to having more. So I'm pretty happy. You know, on a day-to-day basis, I wake up and I feel pretty good about my life. You know, even when it's not, sometimes there's challenges, there's struggles, like I said, with divorces, I've lost everything. But at the end of the day, it's what's inside you, between your ears, that's going to control you and drive you and determine, you know, the quality of your life. And that's something you can choose every single moment of your life. You can choose to be happy or you can choose to be miserable.
If you want to contact Sun and learn more about his 4 pillars of property investing, you can visit.
The best way to contact with me, I guess, is to go to either my website, petersonrealestate.com or .com.au. And the main thing is, you know, just, yeah, get out there, guys, you know, or they can even, you know, I don't know what other ways you have, or they can email me. I've got an email, peterjosephson@gmail.com, so they can shoot me an email if they want.
And how can they get in contact with you a little bit more about your real estate seminars? Like, can you tell us a little bit more about that too?
Yeah, look, we're doing a series of seminars and trainings across Australia. We do a free one-day property event, which basically is a 2-hour seminar, which basically covers, you know, all basically the aspect of how do you retire, you know, with property? How do you provide yourself using property as the vehicle? And it talks about some of the, you know, incentives the government offers in terms of tax depreciation, and especially for people that, you know, they've got, you know, income and they're paying a lot of tax. So how you can use some of those tax dollars and some of the other incentives to buy investment properties, and they're not going to cost you any money, and you can still buy in good areas. And it's a, you know, it's a really powerful strategy that I've known a lot of people have used to set themselves up for life. And so, you know, we teach those around Australia. And again, it's, you know, it's through, you know, if they give us details on my website, they just fill out the form and then we contact them with the details and the dates and where we're doing them. We're doing them regularly, pretty much every month now.
Thank you to Peter Sun, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to hear more about his journey, then visit our website at propertyinvestory.com. Simply type in the search bar Peter Sun and select that episode to learn more about his story. Also, if you haven't subscribed to receive your free property case studies that I only send exclusively via email, you can text me your email address to 0499881040 to subscribe. These real case studies are from experienced property investors where they share specific numbers of their portfolio, the strategies, and much more. Simply text me your email address to 0499881040 to get your free case studies. Thanks for listening.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.